Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let's go back in verse number 30, chapter 12, verse 30, 1 Corinthians 12, 30. Have all the gifts. Now, you talked about the different gifts in the church at Corinth, that there is diversity of gifts. Verse number 30, do all have the gifts of healing? And of course, the answer would be no. Do all have the gift to speak with tongues? The answer would be no. Do all have the gift of interpret? No. What he's trying to point out here, they all had different gifts that the Holy Spirit bestowed on that individual as it pleased the Lord. Gave that individual a supernatural gift that they could work within that church at Corinth. Then notice verse number 31. But covet earnestly the best gifts. Because we find out, if you read 1 Corinthians, man, those people wanted to speak in tongues. And we're going to see in chapter 14, that's the least of all gifts. And that's the gift as far as the ranking, if you will, in chapter 14, says this is the least of all gifts. Anyway, he said, desire the best gifts because I'm going to show you a more excellent way. And then he goes right into chapter number 13 about this thing about love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I read part of this Wednesday night, and though I had the gift of prophecy. Notice, and I'm reading through this real quick. When he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, he did not say he spoke with the tongues of men and angels. The thought was, and I'm not the Greek expert, Doug and Temple are here, they're the Greek experts. It says, if I did have that ability, if I did speak with those tongues, and if I didn't have charity, I'd become a sounding brass. And though I have, if I had the gift of prophecy, and if I could understand all mysteries, if I could understand all knowledge, if I knew all there was to know, and though I have faith that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I'm nothing. Here's another one. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity. Again, Paul did not say that he gave his body to be burned up. He said, even if I did, if I gave my body to be burned, even if I gave everything away, even if I spoke in these strange languages and all, even if I did that and have not love, it means nothing. Then he goes about how these things are going to cease in verse number 10. For that which is perfect is come, and that which is in part shall be done away with. Because he's preparing these Corinthian believers that these sign gifts that you have, one day they're going to disappear. You're no longer going to have them. Let me give you a good example, and I'm running out of time already, about this thing. Remember, Paul at one time had the gift of healing. Matter of fact, he had a lot of gifts. Remember when he was on that desert, that island, and there was a snake? He reached in and wasn't it a snake or something? It bit him, a poisonous snake, and he shook him off and throwed him in the fire, you know. And the heathens around there was just watching, waiting for him to die. But yet he lived, so they named him, and was it Barnabas, Apollos, and Zeus or something like that? He said, no, we're not gods. But anyway, I'm just showing you that Paul had some supernatural ability. He healed people. But at the end of his ministry, that Paul writes a letter. He says, I've left Trophimus. Did I say that right? Something like that. I left him sick at Miletus. I'm bad on these. Why can't they be named Winter Haven or Auburndale or something? Miletus. So anyway, I left him sick there. Why did Paul leave him sick there? Could it be Paul was losing that? I don't know. But I think it's probably because Paul was losing those supernatural gifts God was endowing him, because as more of the Word of God was being written, these gifts were being taken away. And by the time that the book of Revelation was written and John closed the Revelation, Jesus, the completed Word of God, then those sign gifts were done away. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part, the prophesying and all these supernatural gifts, the healings, the tongues, the handling of snakes. Don't be picking up a snake. I had a snake outside our door last 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, a little corn snake, about that big around. And I said, come, long story short, What did I say? Oh, no, this long. My mind's going 100 mile an hour. My ADD's running. Anyway, I open the door and there's this stuff. And my little dog gets out there and Kayla's hollering. We go, ah! And that dog starts, he beat that snake to death, shook him to death. Anyway, for sure. I was going to pick him up, but they didn't want to pick him up, but I did after the dog killed him. Okay, and that's the best thing for a snake, kill a snake. But anyway, don't be picking up a snake. They had the ability back then, a snake bites you. Drink anything poison, we read that, you wouldn't die. It had that supernatural gift. Well, I don't encourage anybody to drink strychnine and just prove anything. But you get the point. When that which is in part shall, when it shall be done away, when the word of God was completed, I'll make the statement, I got to move on. There's not been, quote unquote, a Bible tongue spoken since the Bible was completed. It was done away with, all right? Did I say there were not tongues? There were tongues spoken, but they weren't Bible tongues. It was gibberish. Matter of fact, the church at Corinth, they were dealing with this thing, and they wanted to speak in these tongues because they had these temple priestesses there in Corinth. They would work themselves up in a frenzy, and they would begin to speak in some kind of a gibberish. And that attracted people. It attracts them today, don't it? These churches are filled with it. They want to speak in tongues. But anyway, you see, but he was preparing them. I got, you're going to lose these gifts, but what's going to remain now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three. And the greatest of these is charity or love. So when you lose your gift of speaking in tongues, or you lose your gift of healing, hey, the greatest thing is love. And then he gets in chapter number 14. That's where I wanted to get it. And he speaks specifically about the gift of tongues. He addresses this because of the reason that they was misusing it and the misunderstanding, and they wanted it so bad that they couldn't say it. And time won't allow me to read all this chapter, but he talks about... Let's go to verse number, boy, where did I get it? Verse number 9, okay? You need to read this at home. Time won't allow me to do this. So likewise, ye, except ye be uttered by the tongue words that easily to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you speak in air. In other words, if you speak something and people don't understand, you're just a blowhard. Look in verse number 10. For there may be, there's so many kind of voices in the world, and none of them was about signification. And he's trying to, verse, then let's go to 13. I know I'm going through this fast, but I got 5 minutes. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret, so that people would understand what you are saying. And if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is fruitful. Let's go a little bit farther. Man, look at verse number 18. I think, my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. In other words, he had that gift because Paul was a missionary's missionary. He could travel anywhere around the world. He'd be able to go to that country and speak their language. This is what he meant when he said, I can speak more languages, more tongues than all of you. But notice this, verse number 19. Yet in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with understanding, that my voice may be teaching others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. You know what he's saying here? I would rather speak 5 words that you could understand than 10,000 words that you have no idea what I'm saying, because it will edify you and help you with, if you could understand. If you don't understand what I'm saying, it's useless. And that's what this chair, this chapter is all about. Now, look in verse number 22. Wherefore, tongues are a sign. Remember we read in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, 20, it was a sign, for Jews require a sign. Look in this one, that wherefore tongues are a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.